Good morning and welcome to the Wide World of Sports Morning Update. Mike Pearsall here in the chair, bringing you all the news you need to know ahead of your Tuesday. We'll start with the NRL. The Panthers have confirmed co-captain Nathan Cleary has suffered a tiny setback in his recovery from a hamstring injury. His teammates say he's been training well but remain tight-lipped on whether he'll play this weekend against the Tigers in Bathurst. Penrith fullback Dylan Edwards says they won't be keeping the star halfback on ice.
Whenever he's ready, he'll be ready. He's not one to sit out an extra week if he's ready to go. But in saying that, him is tricky as well. So you got to try and make sure he's really right and ready to go. And our medical staff are second to none here. And he's obviously well known to be as diligent as anyone in terms of his rehab.
Meanwhile, Storm forward Sean Bloor is still pinching himself to be playing alongside the likes of Harry Grant and Cameron Munster. The new Melbourne recruit scored the winning try in the Storm's win over the Bulldogs in round six. The former Tiger says the Stars are bringing out the best in their teammates.
When I first came, I was sort of starstruck. I was like, wow, you get to sort of play with these fellas. And now that you're actually in the team, you get to contribute with them. It sort of pulls you away from being starstruck and you want to be able to help them as much as you can.
AFL and Essendon great Matthew Lloyd says it's sad watching North Melbourne play the way they are. The Roos have had another loss on the weekend, this time to Geelong by 75 points. Lloyd telling 3AW Radio, within minutes of last weekend's game, you could tell it was going to be a 70-point belting.
Geelong rested Tom Hawkins and rested Blixarves at halftime because they're playing North Melbourne. And that's what they've become on the competition. And they're not improving, unfortunately. It just looks to be getting worse for North Melbourne, despite the kids they're playing.
West Coast Tali Reid has been named the Round 5 Rising Star nominee. The number one draft pick had 27 disposals and kicked a goal during the Eagles' 39-point win against Richmond on Sunday. Meanwhile, GWS fringe player James Peatling doesn't think his match-saving mark in the dying seconds against St Kilda will cement his spot in the team permanently.
I wouldn't say I've left my mark or anything like that. I've got a lot of work to do personally to be the player I want to become. A moment like that's not going to lock me in for the rest of the year, and I don't want it to because I want to play football that's going to break into this side.
The undefeated Giants will play Carlton this weekend. In golf, Masters champion Scotty Scheffler is drawing comparisons to Tiger Woods as he continues to dominate the men's game. Scheffler joins Tiger as the only players to win multiple majors while ranked number one in the world and the only ones to win the Players' Championship and the Masters in the same season. Former pro Mark Allen has told 2GB Radio Scheffler is in a purple patch of form.
You know, when Tiger was at his best, I think he was in front of Phil Mickelson on the numbers. He was as far in front of Phil Mickelson as Phil Mickelson was in front of the guy who was about 1,100 in the world. Mm. We're not at that level, but now Scotty Scheffler is as far as in front of number two, which is Rory McIlroy, as Rory McIlroy is in front of, you know, maybe 500 in the world. So we're getting there.
Australian surfer Sally Fitzgibbons is giving herself every chance of making the mid-season cut on the world tour, advancing to the round of 16 at Margaret River. Ethan Ewing leading the Aussie charge. He produced the best wave of the opening round. And over to the English Premier League, Everton's appeal against its second points deduction of the season will be heard urgently, with a decision to be made before the end of the season. The Toffees have been hit with another two-point penalty and sit just 2 points above the relegation zone. So the results of that appeal could have massive impact on who goes down to the championship this season. On field, Everton is taking on Chelsea at Stamford Bridge this morning. It's not good news there. Chelsea star Cole Palmer has scored a first-half hat-trick, putting his side up 4-0 at the break. That's the very latest from Wide World of Sports on this Tuesday morning. Mike Pearsall here in the chair with you. You can catch our afternoon pod later today, or I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.